Beautiful. Thank you, Michael. All right. We'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're actually picking up on page Mem Dalid. We're still in the fourth chapter. Second to last paragraph. He says, Ha'im tevareinu asher dibarno elecha ad ko. So the PHS says, we actually read this paragraph before, but it's a good introduction to the Maisa that's about to follow. If the words we have spoken to you up until this point, Ich kol am Yisrael af kadosh Yisrael mamtin alecha. Ubiyantcha lihios Yisrael, the Kaddish is Am Yisrael, ula hashkin, es adon olam ba'olama shebara. So up until now, remember everything we've been speaking about, which is this entire idea that if we were only able to overcome our atzlos, our laziness, but of course as we've been discussing more acutely, our hisrapus, our life lethargy, how much we could accomplish, how much we could be. He says this beautiful lashon that all of Klal Yisrael is waiting for us to self-actualize. The universe is waiting for us to self-actualize. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to self-actualize. Od ina maspikim l'cha la'ores nafshecha shalotia atzal misrabe rak zarez v'charitz. If all of this is not enough to encourage you to overcome the laziness and to overcome the life lethargy, he says, Shma na mashal umalitza. Let me tell you a story, says the Piagetzna, that is sure to change your life. Sure to change life. This is the Piagetzna's own maisa. So take a look. I mean, not his personal story, but ultimately, again, the Piagetzna, a maisa created by the Piagetzna, an incredible, incredible mashal. Listen to this. Maisa besandler Yehudi oni be'aretz Yisrael. Shedar al imadera. Listen to this incredible story. It's going to take us today, probably could, today and at least some part of tomorrow. Well, maybe we'll get through it today. There was a story of a sandler. Sandler is a shoemaker who lived, very poor man who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he lived on the crossroads. He lived by the side of the highway. Again, if you're a shoemaker, so a good place to live is on the roadside. Right? People go ahead and are traveling. Again, remember, this is a dated story. So people are often traveling by foot. So therefore, again, if you're a shoemaker, good place to find business. And his entire parnasa was from the pedestrian traffic. If somebody tore his shoe, so the son of the shoemaker would be there to fix it. If someone's shoelace ripped, ultimately again, the sandler or the shoemaker would be there to fix it. Parnasaso haisa mitzum tzemes. Aval shalif haya tamid gamhu vegam ishto obanav. So the truth is, his parnasa was very limited. But he always had a sense of tranquility. Him, his wife, his children. So apparently, even though his parnasa was incredibly limited, he had what he needed to survive. And ultimately, again, life was good. Because this man was exceptionally God-fearing. Pious man. Vegamas anshe beso. Limeid shekol chaye ha'ish ale adamos. Kitzarim ve'arayim. Because again, this man ultimately, he taught the members of his household that a person's life is exceptionally short and temporal. And the ikar of life, I will say, is not the 120 years that we have in this world, but the ikar of life is the eternity we have in the world to come. And ultimately, again, it's in the Olam HaEmes that are all to come, where the neshama will rejoice about the closeness and experiences to the Shekhinah. And the neshama ultimately, again, will have incredible hana, incredible benefit and joy from being able to benefit from the Shekhinah. And therefore, what good is all of the wealth in the world if at the end of the day you don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and don't strive to become closer to Him? Beautiful. Story of a simple sandler. Simple sandler eked out a basic living, but ultimately, again, was exceptionally content with the life that he had. Food on the table, but more importantly, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Landan Lohaya, he was not the greatest Talmud Chacham. Afal kefi yachalto gam bayom gam balayla, He was not the greatest Talmud Chacham, but again, whenever he had time, whether by day or by night, he would make sure to go ahead and learn, make sure to go ahead and daven. And there would be times where ultimately, again, he would experience such a feeling of inspiration, such a hislavos, such an incredible feeling of zeal and awakening, that he wanted to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to pour out his heart before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he wanted to do so without being interrupted. Right, we'll say, so we encounter this challenge all the time. Even in shul, we encounter this challenge. I want to be able to daven, but sometimes, you know, there's always stuff going on. So what do you do when you want to go ahead and you want to pour your heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without interruption? So look at this. V'yotza mibeso hatzar mediraso baschid rechad. Remember, this sandler had an additional issue, which is he lived in a one-room home. So the ability to find some level of privacy or some level of quiet to pour your heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was especially complicated. So what would he do? He would go in midirasa al hayar, ashala rachak menu. He would go into the forest. Whenever he wanted to pour out his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really have a heartfelt dialogue with God, he would go out to the forest. And what would happen? Ha'ovrin v'shavim kasher ra'o me'rochok v'ine ish omeid panav borim mishabeach moda u'mahalal u'medaber l'Hashem ki'ilu gam be'emei ha'basar shalo ra'o es hod kisei kivod olafanov. And if people sometimes would see him davening in the forest, and they would see ultimately again his face on fire, right? And they would see literally as if this person was standing before the Kisei Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamo pachdu. So again, people were surprised because you wouldn't expect this level of holiness, this level of spirituality from a man like this, the simple shoemaker. And they were afraid, meaning there was a fear in that, how is this person able to reach these incredible levels? Avamakirav yadu kvar avramu bevadai sandler chasidhu. But the people who knew, and the people who knew him understood that even though this man presented as a simple shoemaker, he was in fact a chassid. He was in fact an incredibly pious and spiritually important individual. And even those among the Gentile community recognized this man's special nature. One more paragraph about saying. It's an incredible, incredible maysa. It was at the end of the First World War. Kasher shavas kol over orach, when ultimately again, I shouldn't say that. It's Yimeshes Milchama Achrona. It was at the end of the last war. Okay, from the Piagetsna's historical perspective, this would be World War I. But okay, I don't know that it has to be a literal historical statement. Kasher shavas kol over orach. The point over here is that with the advent of war, with the close of war, right? Or I should say, with the advent of war, pedestrian traffic stopped. Pedestrian traffic stopped. There was no one coming back and forth. Of course, again, with the cessation of pedestrian traffic, also comes the end of the sandler's parnasa. Day goes by, there's no bread. Gamlo, gam liishto banav. There's no bread for him. There's no bread for the mishpacha. Vihine gam yom hasheni kulam re'evin. Vialadav haktanim misanim ubochim. Second day goes by. Still no bread. Everybody's hungry. The children are crying. Hai avi tinalanu lechem v'lo nigva barav. And again, mamash, the children are crying out, please, Father, give us something to eat that we shouldn't die as a result of starvation. Vihine gam yom shlishi kulam kvar shochvim chaloshim vahomim kiyonim. Comes day number three. Again, mamish, too weak to move. They're at home kiyonim. They're literally calling out like a dove. They're saying, avi lechem, right? Please, Father, give us some bread. Rak sifso sehem naos v'kolam lo yishamea. Their lips are moving, but their voice cannot even be heard. Ki chazak aleihem ha'ra'av, v'koach ein lahem litzok. Because ultimately, again, the famine has taken hold of them, and they don't even have the koach to call out. V'gam hu gufo nechlash, u'birkav koshlos minatzom, u'min godo shivro libo al ishta ubanov. And the sandler himself is broken. How could it be that I can't provide for my family? How could it be that, again, I've allowed things to come to this state? Of course, again, you know, it's not his fault. But as the man of the house, he's blaming himself for these circumstances. Min godel shivron libo alishto banav. Heartbroken over the plight of his wife and his children. Vayischazik vayitzia chutzo. He gets himself together, and he goes outside. Ishto tzaka. His wife cries out to him, Hai bali al tizim. Please, my husband, do not leave the house. Now, she thinks that he's leaving the house. Why? She thinks he's leaving the house because he doesn't want to be there when everyone dies. He doesn't want to see his wife die. He doesn't want to see his children die. Hai ba'ali al-teitzim izeh. Im namus b'ra'af. If we're going to die as a result of this famine, of this starvation, kulam yachal namus. Let's die together. Aval hugam az lo sar bitchono me'ashem. And he says to his wife, I haven't lost my faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer, lo ela maves ani holich, rak el Elokim chayim. You don't understand. I'm not going out of the house to die. I'm going out of the house to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, el hayar. I'm going out to the forest. Lehispalel el avi shebashamayim ani holich. I'm going out to daven to my Father in heaven. Sheyase imanu neis v'chayinu. I'm going out not to die. I'm going out ultimately again to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should allow us to live. We'll say one more piece. So the sandler, with his last remaining strength, pulls himself out of the house, lifts his eyes heavenward, and he says, Ayomar, Ana Hashem, Od kodim shevarases olamcha bacharta banu lios banecha. Even before you created the world, you chose us to be your children. Avadecha krovim alecha, the servants who are close to you. Tamid dara shechina sakdo she'imanu baretz. Your shechina always resided with us in the house. Va'osanu al kanfei nisharim he'eleisa. And you always lifted us up on the wings of eagles. Af lamarom el zro'echa ve'elcheicha kiviyachol. And you lifted us up into your warm and loving embrace. Page mem bav. U'matov hayalanu az. Kasher hayu lecha davar dibarti manu. Lo men hashmayim bilvat yishmata es chod kolecha. Rak gam banu dibarta. And when you had something to say, you would share it with us. And not just through a basket, but you would share it with us directly. Niglesa b'navi uba ishmi b'neinu. You revealed yourself through the Nevi'im. Shamanu es kol Hashem et darim manu. And we always heard your voice speaking with us. Mochiach miyashar asanu. You rebuked us. You put us on the right path. Gam ha'olam kulo chal mipanecha mipanenu. And the entire world trembled before you, God, and before us. Kimi kabasar asher lo yechas mipnei anoshim asher adon ha'olam shochin imahem. Because the rest of humanity trembled before the people whom God desired to rest His spirit upon. Makif osam afdar bekerev gufa v'nafsham. You always encircled us with your divine providence, and you lived within our midst, you lived within our bodies, you lived within our souls. Okay, well, so we have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Mirat Hashem with the rest of the tefillah, and in Mirat Hashem with the incredible end of the Maisa tomorrow morning.